Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 417 of the show. Thank you for listening. Last week, I made a boo-boo and I accidentally posted the subscriber-only version of the show to the public feed. So the early risers were able to hear us discuss in depth One Tree Hill actress Hillary Burton's aversion to showing her feet in movies and TV because she gets weird letters from people that fixate on it. Probably not entirely from Paul. So if you want to hear more content like that, the people that got up later in the day, they didn't get that story and a bunch of other ones because I fixed it. I took the subscriber only version off of the public feed and replaced it with the public version of the show. So if you want more, you can get it. You just got to subscribe. Click the link in the show notes. Subscribe there. It's $5 a month or $50 a year, as I say every week. And you can get all the bonus content that we do there. Plus the extra shows, all the extra stuff goes on that page. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I did some binging this weekend. I finished that show After Party, which was good, and then I watched the whole show Severance on Apple as well, and that is a pretty good, trippy show.
I heard that's good, too. I thought that I didn't realize they you could binge it. I thought it came out, like, once a week.
The finale came out Friday.
Oh, okay. And so it's been on.
And so I started it, I think, on like Thursday and watched a couple episodes a day for a few days. And it's, I mean, you can't, your work self, you have like a procedure. Your work self doesn't know your home self and vice versa.
Ooh, uh-huh.
And it's like, it's pretty dark.
Ooh.
And it's an indictment of working culture and corporations and shit. It's Ben Stiller directed. It's right. Good.
But he's not in it.
Not in it.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. I'll check it out. I watched the Tony Hawk documentary on HBO Max.
How is that?
It's pretty good.
I mean, what a legend he is.
Such a legend. And just like so interesting that he just knew right away that this was going to be his path, that he was just going to always ride a skateboard. And even when there was no way to make money as a skateboarder, he just kind of stuck with it and then had all the success, especially once they dropped that video game, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
And he probably isn't that much older than us.
I think he's like 53. 10 years older?
Yeah, not even.
Yeah.
And like, I knew about him in like sixth grade.
Totally.
This dude has been like at the forefront for decades.
It was funny when they were showing old clips of him. I remembered how many people at my high school or junior high had his same haircut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I remember people adopting that look, trying to look like Tony Hawk in seventh grade. So it is like, it's nostalgic. The music's really good. The Duplass brothers made it. And that guy, Sam Jones, directed it. And it's not too long. Like most, it's only like 2 hours. So it's not like,
yeah. And yet, and this guy is one of the all time legends of his field.
Yeah.
And yet the Tiger King gets like two hour. Parts.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Just a real, down to earth dude too, for somebody that's that successful.
I feel like when I see a guy in the Jackass movies or the old show, you feel like there's a certain coolness because like if you take yourself too seriously, you wouldn't allow yourself to fall down and get smashed on camera. And he did several times.
Yeah, he did. It's in the documentary where he was trying to do the full loop.
Oh, yeah.
Which at the time, I think had only been completed by a couple people. He was trying to do the full loop in like a gorilla costume and fell upside down, not wearing a helmet. And I think he fractured his skull, broke his pelvis, broke his, like, he was, I mean, badly concussed, like, really went for it for the Jackass franchise.
I definitely have to check that out.
Yeah, it's good.
I need to clean the palate. I realized I watched another documentary recently, and it was horrible. It was that guy Jimmy Savile, who was like the Dick Clark kind of Britain. Except look, Dick Clark was like a very handsome man and very normal looking. This guy looked like a pedophile, and then it turned out he was a massive pedophile.
I mean, he's maybe the most prolific pedophile of all time.
Yes. And they just let it happen. And he would like, oh, I'm just volunteering at the hospital. Like, I need to keep volunteering. And a guy kind of summed it up late in the documentary. He's like, this is a dude who was like really into, he was into his faith. And he thought like you get to the pearly gates and he'd be like, well, look, I did all this good stuff. Right. And then you hear interviews where he's telling you what he's up to.
Oh, he absolutely is. He's like,
and he was like, hey, none of us are all great. So when people are like, well, how are you doing so much charity? He's like, hey, none of us are great. I'm just trying to, you know, when my judgment day comes, make sure things are good. Like, that's why he wouldn't stop doing charity.
Yeah, he had a bedroom at the hospital.
Yeah, he just stayed at the, he had no like permanent home. No permanent home.
No permanent home. No significant other.
Like, if you found out that Dick Clark had no permanent home and was doing crazy charity work, you'd be like, well, what's the angle? And it's, you know what the angle is.
Yeah. I started watching the Cosby.
That's on Netflix.
I started watching the Cosby one, two, and it's the same thing. He's talking about Spanish Fly and like he's basically spelling.
He was very
out.
Upfront about his shit.
What he was doing, and Jimmy, I saw some of the Jimmy Savile thing too. Same. He's like basically saying, hey, look, I'm a pedophile. How are you guys not seeing this? Like, just look at me here. He lived in his camper for a while. This guy was a TV host for National Treasure. He was friends with the royal family and he lived in a camper and they're like, hey, what do you get up to in that camper? And he's like, anyone I can get in there with me. Like,
I mean, it definitely shits on the royals. Shits on Thatcher. So they were Thatcher liked her because he was a guy who pulled himself up by his bootstraps. You know, Thatcher was that kind of person who was like, hey, he's a hard worker and he's doing charity and he's not taking public funds and he's raising money for sick kids. Like this was her dream. And she kept submitting, hey, he should be knighted. And clearly the royal family knew because they kept like being like, nah, not this year.
I was surprised he wasn't knighted. And
I think
it was
at the end, but it was like he was rejected many times and Thatcher kept recommending it.
Yeah, he also would do that thing like he was very conniving. He would host a Friday morning meeting at his once he retired.
Right.
He would host a Friday morning meeting at his apartment, his penthouse.
He retired some parts of his life. He was still hardworking in others.
Right. And at the meeting, he befriended all the local cops. So he would have like the brass from the local PD come hang out essentially so he could tell stories, but then he was in with them. You know, he was connected in a way that when these allegations came to the town, Leeds, where he was living, that nobody did anything about it. They're like, okay, we got it. Don't worry. It's Jimmy, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, it's Jim. Jimmy's Jimmy. You know how Jimmy is.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but, it's crazy.
Yeah. I would like to watch the Tony Hawk to cleanse the palate because Savile. I almost said Fallon, but Jimmy Savile was really creepy.
Super creepy. The Cosby one as well.
What is that on? Is that Netflix?
It's on Showtime.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I'm pretty sure. And it's
I forget the guy who did it.
Is W. it? Kamau Bell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's something like we need to talk about
Cosby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, it's good. And they talk about like Hef is mentioned. And it's just like interesting because some people that do great things.
Right.
Do horrible things at the same time and really horrible. There's, you know, his victims tell the stories of what they went through with him and it's fucking awful.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's also funny when you think back to before, I mean, the stars of, you know, who knows what went on with James Dean? Who knows what went on with Laurel and Hardy? We don't know half the shit that people were up to.
Oh no.
I think Fatty Arbuckle was a rapist, but we don't know what everybody's up to.
I thought he was like railroaded. Like
I think so, but you know, at the same time, he didn't for one situation, but apparently another. I don't know. Like,
oh yeah.
But old Hollywood, the studio heads would tell the police what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were. There was, well, that's all in LA Confidential. Like it's the, you know, that's that kind of story where it wasn't even grabby. It was just like, just rape was the order of the day back then. It's crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. Let's do a little sports conversation here.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week? What happened?
We have a few sad departures from the sports world. Yep.
Rest in peace, the Ballers hope you rest in peace.
Not going to do a lot of things.
You won't laugh no more.
Nope, sadly.
You won't smile no more. Yep.
Surprise some other things.
You won't laugh
no more. Oh, no, the same. It's the first thing.
Yeah, he's back to that.
No more. Yeah, so that's for sure.
Dearly departed, we hope you rest in peace.
Beautiful. Ed, who died this week?
I just got a late breaking one.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It was Sunday, I guess. John Drew, he was an 11-year pro, 67 years old after battle with bone cancer. Why I know him, I think he was, you know, a solid enough player, but he was one of those guys in the mid-80s that got a lifetime ban when they were cleaning up the coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Alvin Adams... Walter, right. I can't remember the Phoenix Suns. Yeah.
Yeah. John Drew. RIP, but bone cancer got him. That's a brutal one.
That's not what you want.
RIP Cowboys Hall of Fame offensive tackle Rayfield Wright. He was 76. So, I mean, he's
pretty long life. Pretty long life for a football player.
And then the opposite of that, which made a lot of headlines. Awful story. RIP Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins, he was 24, was hit by a dump truck walking along the highway near the Fort Lauderdale Airport, like a hotel near Fort Lauderdale Airport.
So he was just like.
He was training with other Steelers and they were staying at this hotel right by the airport. And they were clearly like going out and stuff. This happened at like 6:30 in the morning.
Ooh, yeah.
And the news was, we can lead right into the stories. The news was broken by football robot Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Who was widely crushed for editorializing and including Dwayne Haskins' disappointing career in the death announcement.
Well,
and Many ripped him, including Lamar Jackson, who called Schefter, "You lame as fuck."
It was an accurate description of his career, right? But it's like, wasn't necessary.
24-year-old kid just died.
Yeah, I know. It's just like weird detail to include. It's kind of, you know, it's like every time there's a serial killer, when they run the stories about him, they include the middle name because they don't want them to be confused with someone else with the same
name. Rando.
Right. So they try to be as accurate as possible, give you the best description as possible, so you're not accidentally thinking that your neighbor, John Gacy, is a clown pulling the old fake handcuffs trick on young boys.
But
yeah.
Football robot Adam Schefter.
I know. It's a lot.
Like, you can think of somebody's life outside of football. I agree. And I was not a fan of him as quarterback for my football team.
That's right.
But it wasn't like he was John Wayne Gacy. He was an immature kid who was not taking the job seriously. And when you're a fan cheering for a stupid franchise, like, your hopes rest on like whether or not somebody is mature enough to handle this job.
Yeah.
But like, he's 24. Like, it's pretty young. I definitely made bad decisions.
Oh, me
like,
too.
Like, I wouldn't be walking along a highway at 46. But at 24, after a night of drinking, I've walked and crossed streets in Manhattan definitely. When I shouldn't have, when cars almost getting hit by cabs. Like, he was 24 and, like, made a horrible decision.
Yeah.
And it was just very sad, and there was no need to treat it as a story about his football career. And I, you know, I'll protect names, but I had like 7 different people reach out to me because I was critical of him as a football player and being like, ha ha. And it's like, no.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, like 24-year-old kid dies.
Yeah.
And it's awful. Like,
yeah. No, it's always sad.
And the rap on him was he was well liked, but he was immature. Like, he would go, he would go out to a strip club when he had a start the next day, you know, shit like that. Like, but he wasn't like, he was a fun loving guy. Like, he was apparently well liked.
Yeah.
He was well liked. And it's, I mean, even if he wasn't well liked, 24, you can get your life in order.
Too young to die.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah. It's really sad. So RIP Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. RIP. Oh, and then also former Cowboys scout Gil Brandt, who has his own show on Sirius XM radio, who's like 90.
Yeah.
He got into the insensitive act by ripping Haskins on his radio show Saturday, saying maybe if he'd stayed in school a year, he wouldn't do silly things like jogging on a highway.
What? Does everybody have a radio show? Like, why are we getting commentary from a former Cowboy scout? Like, did they need an update on his projectability?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's like a very outspoken guy because I've heard his name before, even though.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar.
But again, and somebody pointed this out, and it's probably true. He's like, this guy probably has a bone to pick with a dumber for a dumber reason than you realize. Like, he didn't give him an interview at the combine or something. Yep. And that's why this guy's like got it out for him.
Or maybe he gave him a really high grade. And then he didn't pan out. And so now he looks bad because scouting is mostly just guessing. Like, it's just not like just these guys don't know anything.
But yeah, if he had stayed in school another year, he wouldn't have done
like anybody
this.
Does that. Well, somebody was offering to pay him money for something that he would have had to do for free. Otherwise, why would he stay in school? Like, that's the dumbest fucking thing that people do where they're like, oh, he shouldn't have come out. What? He's doing something for free that he could get hurt doing, and someone is offering to pay him money to do it. Anybody would go get the money.
And only this year, there's some of these guys are starting to get a decent chunk of change. Not NFL money, but they're they're getting 7 figures.
They made it legal for high schoolers to make money off their image. So in Louisiana, so Arch Manning get rich.
And he certainly looks like he's along the family lines. There's something about the look to that family.
Well, especially Eli.
Eli especially.
He looks he fits the part. I mean, he really, he
really does.
He's he's really the guy.
Let's bring it to happier times. Not that I care about this team, but Diamondbacks rookie Seth Beer hit a walk-off home run on National Beer Day on Thursday.
I mean,
what a moniker.
Yeah, that's this. He may have topped Nick Castellanos from last week, who always gets a base hit or a home run when somebody's doing an on-air apology. I think Seth Beer has taken the mantle. Do you think?
By the way, wait, hang on. While you're mentioning Castellanos, I saw somebody played. It was on Facebook, so I didn't know how to forward it without posting it. But somebody took the Adam Schefter apology for that, and then they added a home run by Castellanos while he's saying it.
Some people are pretty funny. Let's check out Seth Beer's home run.
Seth Beer, fly ball, right field.
Seth Beer looks like a big country boy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be wispy with a name like Seth Beer.
Now, do you think his parents were like, they named him Seth to counterbalance having such a cool last name? They're like, we can't call him Dirk or fucking Trent.
Yeah.
We got to give him, you know, we got to kind of pussify him a little bit. Call him Seth or Eli.
Well, good for him.
Yeah,
I mean that's good for him for having that name and delivering fun early season.
He got some type of endorsement out of that. Just having that name.
Definitely.
And now he's everybody's looking at that clip. His agent's getting calls today, which is great.
The problem is he plays for a team that I don't know if anyone even thinks about unless they're the opponent of your team.
Yeah,
I've been to their stadium even, and it's like, I stopped thinking about the Diamondbacks the minute I left the stadium. Yeah. They're just a very forgettable franchise.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like the Anaheim Angels. There's just some teams that just no matter what they do, they're never going to be a real team. And the Diamondbacks are definitely that. Like their uniforms look like they should be in the Korean Baseball League.
Yep. My team is trash, but exactly what the Baltimore Orioles look like.
It's a real team.
And they play in a real stadium.
Yeah.
And you know a little bit about them, even if their product is trash.
And the
Diamondbacks.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks. Knows? First of all, they're called the Diamondbacks. And then on their jersey, it says D-backs.
Yeah, bad.
And they're not the name of a city. They're the name of a state, which is kind of bitch. Like,
I don't mind. I'm not one of these people who go crazy when they're like, well, I don't like too many uniform combinations like in the NBA. Like there can be some cool alternate jerseys.
Totally.
However, when they just like change Golden State Warriors, the city, it's like,
the city.
Who calls that the city? Who calls San Francisco or Oakland at the time? Who calls it the city?
Douchebags.
And the worst was Atlanta. They'd still do it. Yes. Martin Luther King, one of America's greatest citizens.
Yeah.
But why have MLK on your jersey? You're not from the MLK. You're not the MLK Hawks.
They have that?
Yes. It just says MLK.
Shut up.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Like, of course we should recognize MLK, but you don't get to have it on your jersey. You don't. If MLK, he would not pick a franchise like the Atlanta Hawks to be his representation.
Losers? Because they're losers?
Yeah.
He'd probably be a Laker fan.
I mean, winner. He would be he's one of the most significant citizens, and then he's going to be represented by one of the least significant franchises.
Yeah. That's another non-real team. Like, if your claim is that Dominique Wilkins played there and scored a lot of points when you were shitty, you're not a real team. You don't count.
Anytime the Knicks play there, as bad as the Knicks are, that's MSG South. Like, there are more people cheering for the Knicks.
Yep. The uniform combinations thing reminds me that the couple years ago when the Lakers, you know me, I'm a huge Laker fan. The couple years ago when the Lakers were in the finals against the Heat, they were, it was a pretty lopsided series, but the, you know, the Heat were scrappy, won a couple games. And I was very happy that the Lakers didn't clinch in game five, because they would have clinched while wearing their Mamba uniforms.
Oh no.
And they, you'll hear when they wear them, they'll tell you, oh, this, they wear these because Kobe designed them. Kobe, before he passed, he designed these Mamba jerseys for the Lakers. They're just fucking black. It's just a black uniform.
Yeah.
It's just all black. It's just Kobe probably said, hey, we should have a black option. And they go, okay, we'll call it the Mamba. And they're now, but now they have to like over credit him because he's become the saint. And it's like, yeah, Kobe, you know, there's, they wanted to win it in their Mambas because Kobe designed those and they didn't.
Yeah. Well, I don't like when people do the black jersey when black is not one of their colors.
Me either.
Like the Knicks this year had black jerseys, like their alternate jersey was black. Yep. And it's like,
I've seen those.
When you're blue and orange, you can have the white jersey. Yes. You could have a blue jersey. Maybe you do something with orange, but like black is not part of your colors. So don't have that. But like, if you're the Hawks, you actually can have black. Cause that's one of their, I think that's one of their colors.
I thought the Hawks were like orange, red, and yellow.
Yeah. Maybe it's not. I don't know. The Heat can have black cause they're black.
Because everybody thinks it looks badass. Oh, we need a black
color option. But everyone has it. It's not badass.
Yeah, it's not that badass. Black is not, like, it's overrated. What's not overrated is having a light blue Sunday option for a jersey.
Oh, beautiful.
Especially if it's a pullover. I was watching the other day the famous Dave Parker throw in the All-Star game, threw somebody out at the plate with like one of the greatest throws you ever saw. And he was wearing the all yellow Pirates monochromatic top and bottom.
Did they have the pillbox hat too?
With the pillbox hat. And I was like, wow, like that is fucking pure style. Like what happened to that? Some teams like the Utah Jazz, I don't even know their colors because they have different colors every year.
Right, they'll fuck with it. Sometimes they're green, and you're like, green? Yes,
green.
When were you green?
Also, how much Jazz is there in Utah? Like, I get that you came from New Orleans, but could you have moved to a less Jazzy city? Why are you calling yourselves, like, come up with a different name?
Yeah, well, yep. That's where Charlie Parker used to unwind when he was coming down off the horse. this afternoon, one last jersey comment.
Oh yeah.
O's home opener today. I was watching some of it.
Yeah.
They played the Brewers and the Brewers were wearing the sweet hats. And I was you're not going to find a better combination of hats than the O's and Brewer MB glove.
I would have to say that is probably the top combination in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Like if you could pick the two best hats to go head to head in a game, you'd have to probably, now that there's no more Expos,
right?
You have to go O's and Brewers.
Yep. And sadly, got to bring you back down. We've talked about this guy, former tennis star Boris Becker, now bankrupt tennis star. He was found guilty of hiding his Wimbledon wins. He was insolvency charges, and I guess he was trying not to pay or he was hiding some of his wealth, and he won a lot of Wimbledon, right? He probably won five.
He won, six. I think, I'm cheating. Six Grand Slams, three Wimbledons. The other three must have been U.S. Opens. Yeah, tough. Like, hasn't he been through enough?
I mean, come on. The condom in the garbage can.
Yeah. It was a mouth.
It was a mouth?
It was mouth. He received oral.
Oh, I was thinking this was like that movie. What was the Lolita type movie where she took the condom in the garbage can?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
It was mouth stuff.
Yeah, this is a Russian model, and she gave him mouth pleasure in a closet of a bar. And he thought, you know, he was fine, but she had other,
she transferred
she had other plans, and later he was hit with a paternity suit and he's like, hey, that's impossible. And I think most of us would agree. And apparently it wasn't. This I was talking to somebody the other day who was telling me that they've had the beginnings of an ongoing sexual tryst situation with an NFL player, and I had not heard of the player.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, did you check that contract situation? Like, maybe you want to. And I said, is he careful with his, you know, ejaculate? She said, yeah, she takes care of it. And then I looked it up and it's like, he's a free agent. You know, he's not like, you know, he's probably hoping to catch on.
Yeah. He's not a guy who just hit his second contract.
No. He might not be in the second contract realm. He's just, you know, going to try to hang on.
Gotta be very careful.
Yeah. Yeah. So probably not a lot to earn there, but still, like, you got to be aware, especially if you've ever heard of Boris Becker. Now, what is it? Because we get fucked on taxes in this country, but if you're in Europe, you really get fucked on taxes. And he lives in Mallorca, and I think that's like a tax haven.
Like, I was going to say, that sounds like the type of place.
Yeah.
Like, there's a pocket of Spain where probably there's a better deal for you.
Yeah, but they got him. And he wasn't making the big bucks like the guys these days. You know, I mean, he did well, obviously. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's hopefully in big trouble.
Yeah.
I think he's got to do time. Mm-mm. I think
that's bullshit.
He's in bad shape.
Aren't there any real criminals out there? We're putting Boris Becker in the joint. It costs money.
Although,
hasn't he been through enough?
If they've got a prison tennis league, he could probably win some packs of cigarettes.
I feel like there's a screenplay there.
Sure. You make an update to Stir Crazy instead of the bull riding thing.
Yeah. Or tennis. The longest yard tennis version.
So another show that I haven't started yet, but I plan on soon and then just binging it, Winning Time. And apparently they address this, and ex-Laker Spencer Haywood confirms the Winning Time story. He did, in fact, give himself circumcision.
Whoa. Spoiler alert. Ed, I'm two episodes behind.
Yeah.
This.
I haven't even seen this, but it's coming. I think he said that he did need some cleanup work. He didn't do the cleanest of jobs.
Well, sometimes you have if you're uncut, you get a priapism, I think it's called, where the foreskin is so tight around the head, the glands, if you will, that it can't come out of the skin.
Oh.
So you have to get it cut later in life, but I don't know why you do it yourself.
Yeah, it seems like he probably didn't get that kind of schooling that he should be making incisions on his penis.
Yeah.
Just right. I would, you have a team doctor if things are really not feeling well. Team doctors notoriously will do things for the whims of the players.
Well, they absolutely will. He tells us what happened. He was in Mississippi.
Oh, well, then maybe he was the most qualified doctor.
He was. He said, in this small town in Silver City in Mississippi, it ain't no silver and it ain't no city. It's population of like 370 people, and you had no doctors. You had no anything. So my mother was doing it in a biblical standpoint that you got to be circumcised. I don't think, Ed, is that like Old Testament? I haven't read the Bible, obviously.
Never. Right. But I feel like that would have come up in my fourth plus decades on earth. And it has not come up until tonight.
It gets worse, Ed. Haywood says he had help from his brothers during the procedure.
I don't have brothers. But I can't imagine if I did, I would be like, hey, you're going to have to hold this piece while I do work.
There's really like there's three people I'll let touch it. Myself.
Yeah, I'm just, I can only think of two.
Yeah, but, well, hold on. Myself, my special lady, and a physician.
Oh, right.
That's skilled. Dick man.
You know who would do it for me? Dr. Wiener.
Oh my God, it gets worse, Ed. Quote,
oh, no.
We did it to the hogs, so why not do it to the humans? It's
don't,
country.
Don't hogs have like curled dicks?
I thought so. Why would you?
I thought it's like their tails.
Wait. Isn't this what Kyle was telling us about?
I was just going to say, maybe Kyle could tell us how this would go.
They castrate the hogs and the cows. I don't think they circumcise them.
Oh, but, you know, I could see Spencer Haywood getting confused.
A little confused. While Haywood prides himself in the job he did, he admits he later went to a doctor to get it, quote, cleaned up.
Woof.
So the only reason he didn't have a, it wasn't medically necessary to have it cut. He just thought his mom would like it better. He's like, hey, mom, check it out. I did that thing that you read about in the Bible. I got the skin cut off my dick. And guess what? I did it myself. And she's like, oh, Spencer, what a good job you did. You're definitely getting into heaven now with no extra skin on your penis.
But so proud of you.
Yeah, but then he needs it cleaned up. So he heads to a fucking real doctor, which apparently he left Silver City, Mississippi at some point.
Right. It's not like he was imprisoned there. He was under house arrest there. He could leave.
Yeah. No, this is crazy. Now, look, as I've matured, I've realized this circumcision's pretty stupid. Like, there's not really any reason to do it. They made up a reason back in the day,
yes.
Probably because people didn't
agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But I do remember.
Yeah,
my grandfather, like in his sixties, I remember that. I don't know the details, but he had to be cut.
Yeah,
in his sixties because there was some infection type situation,
yeah.
And I was thinking, I can't imagine as an adult man having that hanging over your head.
Yeah. Or between your legs.
Right.
You know, cramps, you know, that's, he was going through an issue. That is what I was going to say. You know, there's really no reason to get it done at all.
Right.
But from what I understand, if it becomes medically necessary later in life, it's a very painful recovery.
Yeah, that's how I knew, because my grandfather was like, I think I was in like college or high school, and he was like sitting very gingerly, and he was like, yeah, I'm not going, I can't grill tonight because I'm not doing anything but sitting. And then he's like, I just got snipped, got circumcised the other day.
That's tough. And you know, and it used to be that broads would be a little skeeved out by the uncut one in this country.
Yeah.
But now it's like I think it's 50-50. I think even uncircumcised has surpassed circumcised as the more common thing.
I think that's good. It's just weird. Like, I bet if you ask my parents, I mean, I'm not Jewish. So like, if you ask my parents, they're like, well, that's what you did.
I know.
Yeah. And then, same. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a reason. My kids are technically Jewish, but like, they don't know shit about religion. Like, they don't know anything.
Well, that's the, I'm not like trying to, so I'm not, anybody's religious ceremonies are their own thing.
Nah, that's pretty bullshit. Like,
kind of weird.
Like, it's there's no weird. Reason for God.
And he puts it in his mouth.
Yeah, come on.
He gets a little calamari piece.
I'm a friend of the Jews. I married one.
Yeah.
I'm friends with them, but I'm going to call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
Just like when religions are like, well, when people, I would say not religions tell them, but yeah. when people abuse religion to say, well, no, right. women are subservient because this is the way the Bible said it.
Right.
Like, yeah, no, that's not or yeah. the Quran or whatever. Like,
yeah.
People hide behind religion to do dumb yeah. shit. And and circumcision definitely is one of them.
Well, that's why they wrote it down, right? It's like...
Yeah.
No
one's going to believe this. No,
because
like, yeah,
a man wrote that shit, and a man's yeah. like, hey, you need to do what I say. Look, it's written down. God told me. You got to do what's required of you by God, and God requires that you shut the fuck up and let me be in charge.
Right. Like, if it was yeah. just all stuff like be good to each other, yeah. sure.
Yeah. Well, but like, yeah.
We got to cut something off your penis? That seems a bit suspect. Yeah.
It's all be good to each other until someone needs to pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
That's right.
You
That's
know, right. like it's
get a job, hippie.
Right. There's a golden rule until you're, you know, you park your car in front of my house for too long. Like it's only goes so far. All right. Let's do some voice mails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel.
Voicemail.
Keeping it short actually has something to do with this call. I don't know if it's going to make it for today, but because it's Tuesday, a little after 7. But I've been thinking about Daily's Choice. Since the episode with all the songs.
Yeah.
And here is the Daily's Choice. Okay. And I had to think about this long and hard.
Okay.
You're there, Andre the Giant, Wilt Chamberlain. Andre the Giant, I assume, has a literal baby's arm holding an apple.
Yep.
Wilt Chamberlain,
the Big Dipper,
filled over 10,000 holes.
Yeah.
Which way are we going, Ed?
Ed. We got a Daily's Choice.
Very difficult one.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I make. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed's at the urinal. On one side is a literal giant, Andre the Giant. On the other side, the legend, Wilt Chamberlain. You can only look at one of their penises. Who's it going to be, Ed?
I think there are... If we did an all-time Daily's Choice, I think it would be tough to come up with more than a few that I would choose over the Big Dipper. But I think I'd have to check out what Andre the Giant is working with, because he was a literal giant. Yeah. But the Big Dipper was like 7'2".
Yeah.
And it's one of the most well-traveled penises in history, so I'd be tempted with him, but I'd have to go with him. I mean, he's a giant.
Like he's look at him holding a regular size beer can.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like dollhouse stuff.
It's crazy. It's just beyond, like, this guy's life.
There's a famous picture where he's like holding up like Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's got like a fourth grade boy.
A small child. Yeah. Now it's hard because it's attached to a giant. So I don't know if you'd be able to get the full perspective.
Yeah. Like, you'd have to be like four urinals over because he's so wide too. Yeah. He was enormous.
Yeah. He'd have his dong out and you'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Rusimov. Could you put a beer can? Hey, I just happen to have a Schaefer Light right here. Could you put this tin of beer next to your penis so I can really, because on you it just looks like normal size, but you're massive. Let's have.
I mean, I think He was probably working with bigger than a Pringles can.
Yeah, it's yeah.
The girth. I mean, he was such a girthy man in general.
Yeah, he. Now he had a child, so there was at least one woman that, unless she beckered his ass, there was at least.
But how could she get her mouth around it?
Right. That's true. That's a good point. There was at least one woman that was able.
Who sucked it up and did one for the challenge.
Right. To accept at least a portion of what the giant has to offer. I mean, this is a real. I would also choose the giant, but.
But like the Big Dipper, how many people are you choosing over him? Not many. Yeah,
not many. Maybe one.
It could be one. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other basketball player in history. No.
Yeah, like I'm thinking of big people, and it's like Shaq. No, I wouldn't choose Shaq over.
I would definitely choose the Big Dipper over Shaq.
Distill. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, I don't. Athlete.
That's a great one, Stu. Great.
Yeah, that is really good. Yeah, that's one of those ones where you got to break your own rule. You got to go, excuse me.
Head on a swivel. Like my old offensive line coach used to tell me.
Yeah.
Keep your head on a swivel. You don't know who's coming.
That's right. okay. Thanks for that, Stu. Here's another one. What's going on here? Oh, here we go.
Brad Bix. Easy Edward.
From the penthouse to the outhouse.
I'm dealing with this stifling heat wave day one. Of two.
Totally normal, Ed. 2 days last week, it was like 61 one day. Yeah. Then the next day, it was like 104 for 2 days. And then the day after that, it went back to 70 degrees. Nothing to see here.
Clearly we fucked this planet up.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering, because we're going through the same shit here.
Yeah.
It was like 30 something a couple days ago when I got up and I was thinking, like, do I want to go for a ride? And I was like, no, I can't. My hands will be too cold. And it's going to be 74 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's exactly. But am I just forgetting? I don't remember wild swings. I understand the Earth is getting, you know, 1 degree hotter since, you know, when we were kids or whatever.
Right.
But like the wild swings is the weird thing. I don't remember it being this inconsistent.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's usually it like hits. It's like, it's a certain way for a period of time. And then as the season change, as the Earth rotates around the sun.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Neil deGrasse Bryan over here. As the Earth rotates around the sun. A lot of you guys probably didn't know that. If the seasons 200 change,
years ago, you would have been killed or put under house arrest for that thought.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem kind of weird, but I don't, you know, I'm not a climatologist.
In the Southland this early April, kind of wanted to come in here and put on my hat of detractor, although I don't always do this.
Okay.
As one of the world-renowned content creators of our time and space, myself,
okay.
Manuel and Gardena.
Yeah,
okay.
I know what it's like to have detractors.
Oh, he's back to his haters.
As we all know, when you
I thought he was literally
job,
talking about tractors.
Come out.
No. Yeah. So, the tractors.
I thought he was saying the tractors.
I have
like, what?
A particular problem with the. These five gentlemen who are regularly named as tops in their field.
Oh.
However, in my opinion, they all are terrible.
No one has ever taken longer to get to the point.
Please say Joe Buck.
Again.
Yes.
It'll be too soon. So in no short order,
okay.
I'm talking about Blows Davis.
Nope. No Who? Short order. Took him an hour 24. What do you say? Los Davis? I don't know.
Joe Sucks. Al Dykholz. Dim Hill. And Tyke Perrigo.
Okay. Yeah, I got three of the five. He was talking about, I heard Al Michaels, which you're crazy if you think he's bad. Yes, he's great. I definitely agree with Joe Buck.
Of course, everyone does.
And I agree with Mike Tirico.
Yeah, Tirico, so boring. Salmon X Tirico, so, he's just so dull.
But who are the other two?
So I would never have gotten that. I assume he means Joe Davis, who does the play-by-play for the Dodgers on TV. And he's rumored to be the one that's going to replace Joe Buck as the World Series guy.
But at this point, no matter what, he's properly rated because I've never heard of him. Like, yes, right. maybe in a couple months, I'm going to be like, oh, I know that guy now.
You have heard him because he also does NFL games. So you've definitely heard his voice. He's very good. He's like, look.
But he threw Al Michaels into that mix.
Yeah, you can't. No, Al Michaels is perfect. Like, he's the best at it that's ever been. He's so good at it. And Joe Davis, he took over for Vin Scully. So it would be very easy to dislike him. But yeah, he's very good.
Those are the biggest local shoes to fill of any
ever.
I mean, I live in Yankees country. You know, obviously a very famous franchise. They have terrible announcers always.
They have John Sterling still.
John Sterling. They have Michael Kay. They have awful people.
Yeah, there's
Susan Waldman. Terrible.
Homerism has taken over the local play-by-play game.
Vin Scully was I mean he did national stuff, but I knew his greatness. You know, not ever really caring about the Dodgers.
He did 60 plus years of Dodger games, never once referred to the team as we or us, just the Dodgers.
You know who used to do games for the O's? I think he's done Mets and others. Gary Thorne. He was great.
He's great.
Great
on hockey.
He moved on as the Orioles went from like Buck Showalter and good to a terrible franchise.
Yeah.
He left as well.
Yeah, you also, John Miller.
John Miller.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He does the Frisco Giants now. Okay, let's see what Manuel says.
Who was the fourth one
then? You may know them.
Well, I don't want to rewind. Hold on.
Maybe
I can get it from, okay, Lowe's Davis, Joe Sucks, Al Dicoles. Oh, he's talking about Jim Hill, who's a fucking local. He's the dean of LA sports. He's the local guy on CBS here, the local CBS affiliate.
I have a genuine question for Manuel that I think would be very interesting. What's the furthest distance he's been from Los Angeles?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, how far do you think he's been? Because he definitely thinks everything exists there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has he been as far east as Texas? Has he been
Washington State?
Has he been to Chicago? Has he been on anywhere on the East Coast?
Canada.
And Canadian. He left the country. He may have gone to Mexico because that's south. It's not too far from there.
No. Nope.
But has he gone anywhere but Mexico?
Yeah. That'd be interesting to find. Luckily, he doesn't listen to the show, so we won't have to find out. He can't
by their real names, all. Which I won't repeat. You guys can actually make out the real names of
ETI. Well, because yours were so much funnier. Like, why would you say their actual name when you could call them Lowe's Davis?
And two of them, I couldn't make out who they were.
Of course not.
Because they're not super famous.
It's got to be kind of close. You got to do like when you do parody song.
Make out a newsman that you've never seen, heard before.
Yeah.
If you listened, like I said, Lowe's Davis.
Oh, he's doing it again. Joe
Sucks. Everybody said he wouldn't repeat.
Jim Hill and Tyke Perrigo.
Tyke Perrigo? I don't even get the joke of it.
I mean, I don't know if these guys got naked pictures of their bosses' wives what, but
okay. Thanks for that, Manuel. Here's another one.
Hi, Brian and Ed. It's Katie Shady from the Ass Backwards Land of Cincinnati.
Oh, this is, you'll be happy to know, she's my Waterford wedding crystal has been delivered.
Right.
I assume it's been delivered. I shipped it last week. So maybe she's had the mellow yellow. I follow her Instagram for my wedding crystal, Weeping Waterford. Let's just check that. Let's see if anything's happened there. I think she posted something about mellow yellow. Oh, wait, Weeping. Oh, it's about Weeping. Here we go. No, it's just the mellow yellow. Oh, man, gorgeous logo. Is you would hate this modern version, the digital futuristic looking mellow yellow logo. This old one that she's posted on Weeping Waterford is gorgeous. Maybe she's got an update there.
Ohio, where you can still buy mellow yellow at the Kroger as well as Vigo. I just received the very good news that I am the winner of the Booze and Coos crystals. And hopefully I'll be able to get those before opening day because, as I said, I had really big plans for them. Anyways, I'd like to, thank God for putting this in my life so I could get this crystal. And I haven't put any pictures up on the Instagram yet because I don't have it yet. So what am I going to put pictures of? Just like hands of mellow yellow without
it's a good point.
Gorgeous chalices next to them?
It's a good point.
It's not going to work. Anyway, if you need my FedEx information, give me a call. You should probably overnight it to me so I get it in time. But looking forward to having this and sending you lots of pictures with my adventures with your wedding crystal.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm
looking at these logos.
Oh, yeah.
I'm digging that lowercase with the long L's.
Yeah.
Lined up. It is a beautiful logo.
Pretty sweet. Yeah. Now, have you seen the new one?
Yeah, it looks like trash.
Yeah, they're trying to like get in the energy drink market.
It's got like a more severe feel to it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, date rapists, try this beverage, right. You know?
Do this and then go bungee jumping.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Another one.
Sorry, guys, me again. It's Katie Shady. As I'm always driving because I'm a real estate person and this is the busiest real estate market that has ever existed. No. I also wanted to say that this is pretty much kismet as far as me getting this crystal because Ed's birthday is 3/11.
That's right.
And my wedding anniversary to Mr. Shady is also 3/11/2011.
Whoa.
Anyway, all good things, all good all the time. So yeah, I hope that I have that in my hand quickly, and I'm going to get off here so I don't wreck my car.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for that.
What a time to be alive.
So not only did she leave her review on the holy holiday 3/11 day that also happens to be Ed's birthday, she, on her wedding anniversary,
she's thinking about our show.
Was thinking about us. Wow. Pretty nice. Okay, another voicemail. It seems like a lot of people have pivoted the voicemail. And this is the first time I think this has ever happened in the show. I'll tell you in a second. Let's do this one first.
Brian, Ed, just wanted to reach out. Jay in Denver.
Jay.
Wanted to let you know, keep up the strong work. You are my preferred podcast of record for Dong Chat.
That's right.
But hey, just need to reach out, let you know, my daughter, 8th grade, she let me know the other night over dinner that during her homeroom class, a group of kids gather around in a circle from the theater group and jump around and point at each other, ripping off lines from Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton.
Oh, no.
She says it goes back and forth and back and forth.
Oh.
And I asked her, does anyone else think that this is completely outrageous in your class? She said no. Luckily for me, I asked her, do you think that this is absolutely ridiculous? And she did say yes. So thank you for that.
Good.
But keep up the good work, gents. Sorry it was a little long.
Wow.
Have a good one.
Wow. Bye.
That's disturbing. I don't, you know, eighth grade, she's put in some years with these kids, but you kind of worry about the safety of the school. You might want to explore other options.
At least She's clearly been raised right because she gets the cringe factor involved with call and response Hamilton amongst the group. I don't
think this is when it went on Disney Plus and Michelle's like, all right, we're going to watch this. And we got to like the second song. And I was like, Michelle, it's just not going to happen for me.
Yeah.
I will watch musicals if my children are starring in them. I have done that in the past. That's my rule. My kids are in them. I'll watch them.
But also Rent. You also went and saw Rent.
Well, I did. And that's when I swore off everything.
Yeah. Imagine.
I also saw around the same time, somebody gave me tickets to Phantom of the Opera. I was like, this is pretty famous, right? It was terrible.
Oh my God.
It was awful.
Phantom of the Opera is kind of the original Hamilton. I remember like whoever the guy that was the original Phantom of the Opera got famous. And I'm like, why do we know who this is? I was like a kid, you know, I was probably in like junior high. Yeah. And then people like everybody's grandma had the CD of a musical.
It was a big deal for a few years.
What is going on here? That's the original Hamilton is the old Phantom.
Yeah, I've been to it. Terrible.
Oh man, that has to be awful. Okay, so this is the first time this has ever happened since we've been doing the show. In the process of playing the voicemails of the show,
yeah,
a voicemail was left. I saw a new voicemail pop up while I was playing the other ones. This came in at 5:51 p.m. Pacific time on Monday, April 11th. Just now, we get right to it.
Yo, B, Darbo.
Darbo.
What up, Ed?
What's up?
Brian, nice win this weekend.
Yeah.
I bet you $50. That's you right. Take the 50. You took the top 10 plus Tiger.
That's right.
And then I took the field. And
was this guy in the top 10?
The number one player in the world ends up winning the tournament. So, good win. Two things. Did you see the Tiger hobbling around that golf course?
Yeah, I did.
Like, even when the wind blew, it looks like his leg is, like, bent in the wrong direction.
It looks really – I mean, this guy nearly lost his leg.
Was he limping a lot? I know he finished and people were saying what an accomplishment for finishing, but I didn't know how much he struggled.
He looked like he was in pain. And also, there's a couple things going on in golf that are troubling. All the dudes are basically wearing like leggings to play golf. They're wearing like tight.
Oh, the pants are like super tight?
Yeah, short pants that are just like form fitting, which is kind of weird. And then the other direction, Tiger was wearing like parachute pants. They were like way
hammer
too.
Pants.
Yeah, kind of like hammer pants. They were like way too wide. And look, he's got bad style. Everybody knows that.
But were they covering up some sort of brace or something? What,
possibly. Also, I can only imagine that somebody that's had that kind of trauma and surgical repair a relatively short time ago, we're talking like 13 months ago, it had to become ridiculously swollen over the course of 4 days. I imagine he was going home and he was icing that thing and he just needed like all the room he could get in his pants, possibly to wear some type of leg brace. But additionally, I just feel like for comfort on that beat up leg, he needed the big pants. Let's see if Darbo's got an update.
Why does he need to do this? Why does he need to go out there and hobble around a golf course? He's loaded. I can only think of two reasons, either one, the fame, or number two, as a dear friend would say, maybe it's the women. Our dear friend likes to use a different word for women that rhymes with soon. Secondly, can we go back to golfers that like want to compete against each other and like don't like each other?
Yeah.
Justin Thomas hanging around the golf course after he lost to congratulate Scottie Scheffler. That doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Did you see, Arnold Palmer waiting around the golf course for Jack Nicklaus to congratulate him? or Tiger Woods waiting around to congratulate Phil Mickelson.
No, Tiger hates everybody.
They're all on their plane.
Yeah.
Instead, nowadays, I gotta watch people congratulating. I'm gonna see pictures in the next week of them all on a boat together with their wives celebrating. I had to watch a video of Scottie Scheffler's wife telling us that he liked double meat on his Chipotle order today. Who doesn't like double meat on their Chipotle order? They barely give you any meat anyway, so you have to order double meat.
Is that true?
And she was surprised that he likes cheese. I don't even know.
Everyone likes cheese.
What we're doing with these competitors these days. Yeah. Anyways, all I got. I'll make another bet for the PGA. Be a little tougher. Hope I win. Kind of lost
all
my bets.
Bet the top 10 again.
Later.
Yeah. Bet the top 10. Yeah. I think so that Scottie Scheffler, who's a top 10 guy, he's number one in the world. He won the Masters. But had also he four putted on the last hole. But had he had any of the other guys that were remotely in range of his score won, I would have lost. I don't think there was another top guy in the top five.
Oh,
top 10 guy.
I think I saw the leaderboard maybe Saturday morning and it looked like Dustin Johnson was still high up. Did he fade?
I don't know where he finished, but yeah, he wasn't on the leaderboard.
Because that was the only top 10 guy I'd heard of.
Yeah. It is kind of weird how guys, I remember like, you know, somebody get to first base and then he just be yucking it up over there with Steve Garvey.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, oh.
Right.
Fucking guys are on different teams. It's not fucking chatted up time.
I like to blame Magic and Isaiah for kissing before the games.
Yeah. They would come out and they would tongue kiss at center court.
Jarring. Like, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah. And it wasn't just like one, you know, it was like when Tony shows up to the Bing and he goes into his office, you know, he gives Silvio a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, but wasn't this.
It's not gratuitous. Magic and Isaiah, they would have several kisses after a hard-fought finals game. Like,
and before.
Very jarring. Yeah, and
like
before.
When they're getting ready to tip, and you're like, guys, why are you kissing? This is weird.
I know. It's weird.
From a homophobic, but like, why are you like this affectionate before you're battling against each other? It's weird.
They would tongue it out right there at center court for everybody to see.
I have to think Cookie wasn't pleased with the arrangement.
Yeah, well.
But he's far from it, Brian.
Yeah, he's far from it. I imagine Cookie has had to look the other way on many things over the years.
A lot of kisses.
Yeah, that's kind of the deal you sign up for. And I kind of got to agree. Like, I don't want these guys being all buddy-buddy going on banana boats.
You kind of like that there's a fire between them. That's what you want to see. I agree.
Yeah, because what happens is then you get LeBron James on your team, and he wants all his friends. He wants his agent to pick all the players. And then your team fucking sucks. You don't, like, if LeBron James is your GM, you don't have a good GM. Let's let the GM pick the players and the players play the game. That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do some non-sports related topics.
Well, it's time for non-sports, non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports, 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 non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports, non-sports, non-sports segment.
Oh, yeah. Ed, what is going on in the non-sports realm?
Just one RIP, and it was a hell of a run. You might not know her, but Mimi Reinhard, she was the secretary who actually typed Schindler's List. She was the one who he dictated the list to. She died at 107.
She couldn't write his own fucking list?
Oh, come on.
What?
If you're a German businessman in the 40s,
right?
You're not doing shit. You had a secretary to do that.
That's pretty nice. Wow, that's a long run. 107.
107. Good for her.
Yeah.
Jamie Reinhardt.
Yeah, good for her. I'll be honest. I've never seen Schindler's List.
So the fact that everybody's like, oh, you have to see this, made me like, no fucking way. I'm not watching this. And then I finally watched it like 10 years ago. It was amazing. It was beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. It really was. But like, yeah, it's, you're dealing with the Holocaust shit. Yeah. It's heavy. So it's like, when are you in the mood to watch it? But it was well done. And the way it ended was, you know, I teared up. It was an amazing story. I mean, really, it really was an amazing story. But like, when are you in the mood? That's the problem with a lot of movies like that. Like,
never.
When are you in the mood to see this?
Never. I'm never in the mood to be bummed out.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, anyway, yeah, it was one of those things. I get why nobody would watch it.
Yep.
But I also understand the praise it got because it is a great movie.
Yeah, totally. R.I.P.
Johnny Depp fans gather outside of the Virginia courthouse holding Justice for Johnny signs as his $100 million defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard begins.
Are these are crisis actors, right? Ed, like, I don't, you know, every time there's a Black Lives Matter, everyone's like, oh, George Soros paid them all. And I'm like, what? How do I get my check? Nobody's offering me any money to show up to things, but there's, who's motivated to show up and hold vigil for Johnny Depp's lawsuit?
Well, Johnny Depp. I must refute you there. unfortunately, I am not particularly liquid at the moment, so I cannot pay any crisis actors. So these are real people. I believe these are the same people that waited outside of Terry Schiavo's hospital. There are some people. These are the same people that waited outside to see the smoke out of the Pope Castle to see who's the next Pope. There are people who wait and will show up for the opening of an envelope.
It's true, yeah. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Outcomers, conductors, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hit the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. You know the show is so flawless.